Hi, I'm Afia Ofori-Mensa, and I teach a course called How to Win a Beauty Pageant at Oberlin College in Oberlin, Ohio.
Oh, there she is, Miss Auburn.
I think the educational value of studying beauty pageants lies in the fact that people can connect to them in some kinds of ways, but at the same time, they're foreign. They happen every year. Thousands of them happen in the United States alone. They happen all over the world.
Our first runner-up to Miss Africa USA.
Contestant number 24, Yoshiki Sindal.
How do you feel?
Salamat sa mga kababayan ko. Mahal na mahal ko.
But they're also unusual. In some ways, it's like a subculture. It's not something that everybody does. It's not something that everybody has done. But I have found almost always somebody says, oh, my cousin was in one, or my sister used to do those, or I used to do them.
When I'm not at work in elderly care, I love to volunteer at my local cat shelter as I have an obsession with cats. An interesting fact about me is I am the first Miss Gibraltar of Moroccan descent, which just goes to show what a beautiful, cultural, diverse country Gibraltar is.
When you talk about the titles of beauty pageants, like Miss America or something like that, there's a suggestion written into the title that this person is supposed to be a representative of a whole national group of people. And so if that's the case, we should be able to watch how that person changes over time, which is to say, who are the different winners year after year after year? And that can tell us something about how the nation, too, is changing over time, and tell us also something about ideals of femininity and how ideals of femininity tie into ideals of nationhood.
Women's roles in the U.S. have changed dramatically since the 1960s. What changes would you like to see next?
Well, I'd like to see changes as far as women also, well, like President Clinton is doing, he's getting a lot of women in the House of Representatives. I think that also,
Take a second.
That first time that I taught it at the University of Michigan, there was this mid-semester evaluation process that we did there. And one piece of feedback said, I felt like the title was misleading. And that seemed to suggest to me that someone had actually taken the class hoping that they would learn the steps and tools for how to win a beauty pageant, which was shocking to me because it was a 300-level American culture seminar.
Mallory, you have been a phenomenal Miss America. Are you ready to pass on the crown?
I am. It's time.
We do readings by scholars who have actually written specifically about beauty pageants. So Miss America, Japanese-American Nisei Week Queen pageants, Miss Fine Brown Frame in African-American communities in the 1940s. And so we do readings about those throughout the semester, coupled with theoretical readings that teach students about things like intersectionality, performativity, and how gender is constructed, and all these kinds of things. In addition to that, there's one capstone assignment centered on a field visit to the Miss Gay America drag pageant, female impersonation pageant.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 34th annual Miss Gay America pageant.
They write field notes about that pageant, and then they write an essay based on those field notes and on the various readings that we've done in the course.
Coveted spots. Now at this time, please join us as we celebrate our 34-year history by welcoming to the stage Miss Gay America 1973, Norma Christie.
A lot of things that I say, like on the first day when we're reading the syllabus and that kind of stuff, suggest that this class is not going to be an easy class. Word gets around very quickly that I'm not an easy professor to take a class from. To some extent, I don't even have to do that work anymore. The reputation does it for me.
There she is, Miss America.